According to Mail Online, after a comedian named Hannibal delivered a major tongue lashing at Bill Cosby, calling him a serial rapist, there was one woman who was paying really close attention. Her name is Barbara. She says when she was a teenager, she was emotionally and sexually abused by Cosby. She tells Mail Online that Cosby manipulated her into believing he was a father figure, then took advantage of her youth, vulnerability, and ambition to have his way with her over and over again. She's 47 now. She says she's ending her code of silence, and she said that silence, hopefully, there are like at least 13 other victims. They say it spanned.
How old did she say she was?
47 now.
Yeah, well, how old was she when he
a teenager.
Allegedly?
She was a teenager. She says 13 other victims spanning 3 decades. You know, Bill Cosby is known as a family guy. So it'll be interesting to see how this turns out. You know, there's been whispers, but they always get pushed under the rug. You know, you hear about it and then there's nothing else the next day. You're like,
where? The story that I remember years ago where a lady accused him of slipping her a Mickey.
I remember that. I remember that. But then guess what? You never heard anything else about it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
During a recent interview, Birdman broke his silence on that tension between Tyga and Drake. He says he had no idea that Tyga hated Drake until Tyga took shots at Drizzy, both in interviews and on record. Now, Birdman didn't take sides. However, he says as far as music goes, there is no comparison to Drake. Oh, my. He also
that's a good point.
Told Tyga, here's the deal. You either in or you out. Make a choice, chief.
I like to hear what he says about Keisha Cole. That's what
you
I
know. Exactly. Juvie going back home. He's rejoining Cash Money Records after more than a decade away from the label.
Juvenile.
He says this time around, he plans on staying with Cash Money for life. In fact, he hopes he retires on the label. I think he's about old enough.
No, what's going to happen is he's going to put out another record, and then they will retire him.
Yeah, well, basically, translation, I can't believe they made all this money.
Right?
It was like greatest hits.
I thought that was funnier.
So
better.
Yeah. T-Pain, we just talked to him the other day, and I thought he was over the auto-tune. You know, remember he was pissed off about everybody using auto-tune? Right. I thought he was totally over it, so I didn't even ask him about it. But how about he is mad? He says Kanye is the worst. He's like the worst one. He says Breezy and Jamie Foxx do it well. That's the thing. When you talk to T-Pain, he'll just tell you. He just keeps it real. But he says what Kanye does is he sings first without auto-tune. Then he later uses auto-tune to clean it up. And that's why he's so wobbly with it.
Wow.
He says the only thing Kanye did West was 808s and Heartbreak. You know why? Because T-Pain worked a lot on that album. Yeah, you got some ratchet reality really quick.
Yeah, Rich Dollars was arrested for $11,000 of unpaid child support, and he's in custody. And
he ain't got $11,000?
His name is Rich Dollars.
And he ain't got $11,000?
Broke dollars? God. I don't know.
No dollars.
And then Kris Jenner, her boyfriend did this, another interview, spilled all the tea. He said Kylie and Tiger used to live together. He said Kim's not in love with
But they found out that guy was a fake. The guy that they interviewed.
Oh, the guy they interviewed wasn't him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because how they knew is he was talking about, he doesn't know. They asked him if his mother approves of the relationship. He says, well, I haven't really talked to my mom. I don't think that she does and blah, blah, blah. Well, the guy that she's dating, his mother had passed a long time ago.
Wow.
So that's how they knew the guy was faking.
Got him.
And they said he lied his age the whole time.
Yeah.
On the tube this weekend, Friday, Halloween, 9 p.m. Eastern,
yes.
Friday Night Files. You do not want to miss it. Then it's going to repeat again at 11.
Yes.
I'm Alfreda's. That's hot off the wire.
See, Alfreda's in there. Here's Super Ken. I directed and wrote a couple of them. Check it out, y'all.